First of all, I suppose let's just tell people in the outside world that Derry and Harps were in action today, 1-1 in that one, and I believe Harps got a late goal.
Yeah, late penalty, last kick of the game, Michael O'Connor. I suppose a friendly, but you only won when you play Harps. But yeah, Michael O'Connor, he scores from the penalty spot, the very last kick.
And Ronan Hale, I believe, had scored for Derry in the...
Yeah, Ronan Hale, like, of all the new signings, apparently Ronan Hale is the one most people are excited about. He's done really, really well, even in training and pre-season. He's on loan from Birmingham just until the summer, but he's making an impression already, and he scored a good goal today.
Yeah. Well, earlier on... I was talking to Dave Donnelly of extratime.ie, and Derry's pre-season preparations have been far from ideal. Whatever about the weather, they haven't been able to play home games on the newly developed Brandywell surface. The Brandywell won't be ready in time as scheduled for the start of the season. And the club have the prospect now of three away games in a row, Dundalk at home to come. It's far from ideal, I would suggest, for Kenny Shields.
Yeah, but I think this is Kenny's third pre-season out there, and it's never been ideal. The weather is just getting worse and worse as years go by. Even today it was awful, and injuries haven't helped Derry as well. Like, already they're without Gavin Pearce for 8 weeks, and Chris Turner, who's apparently going to sign, he won't be ready for the start of the season, and Ronan Curtis, you know, there's Nichols, Conor McDermott has got a hip problem. So Kenny, he has the largest squad ever at his disposal up there, but hasn't really. Pre-season has been very, very difficult, and you know, match fitness mightn't be the best come Waterford.
Yeah, and playing Waterford away against a side who've come up, there'll be a big crowd, I suspect, at the RSC. Waterford will certainly want to hit the ground running. It's a hard one to assess, but at the same time, you know, it's the sort of place that Derry will be going, thinking, well, this is where we really need to be getting something from it.
I don't know. It's one way to look at it, but it's really, really difficult for Derry. I mean, Waterford stormed the first division title last year. They didn't really have any competition. There's been a lot of money invested down there, and even look at their squad yesterday for a friendly game. There's some very recognisable names that Derry will be familiar with, like Akinani up front, Patrick McLean in defence. There's good experience in that team, and the crowd will be behind them, and whereas Derry still gelling these players together, Waterford might fancy their chances in the game.
Yeah, and the fact that those away fixtures, certainly Derry don't want to be playing catch-up from early on. It is important to get a good start.
Yeah, well, that was 2 years ago. Derry lost to Fun Hearts, and everyone was thinking, oh my God, what's going to happen here? But then Derry had a great season. Last year they won the first four games, and then kind of fell away towards the end of the season. It doesn't really dictate how the season's going to go if you lose a couple of games at the start, or if you won a couple of games. It's nice to get points on board, but and I suppose the last few years you just can't really take anything for granted. With Derry City especially, there's always something going on. There's it's like a roller coaster sometimes, so you just don't know, especially all these new players now, you just don't know what you're going to get this year.
Yeah, well, Derry have lost a few players, notably, I suppose, the likes of McNamee, and then there's players who've come in. As you say, it'll take a little bit of time to gel. You've mentioned Hale. Anyone else that you think could be someone who's certainly worth watching?
I think everyone's going to be interested to see John Coffey, who signed for Manchester United for £1 million when he was 14. Things didn't work out for him at Old Trafford, but he's over here looking to kind of resurrect his career, and I think everyone's just going to be looking to see what kind of player he is, what he can bring to the team. I don't think anyone expects him to be at Derry beyond this season, because if he does well, bigger clubs are going to come on for him, and he might want to move back to England. Hopefully he does do well. There's a lot of players like Jamie McDonough from Sligo. Gavin Pearce has the experience, but whether his best years are behind him, we wouldn't see. There's a lot of unknown quantities at Derry this season, but Kenny has a lot of good young players as well, and he's added a wee bit of experience, so it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, and in terms of goals, you mentioned the new signing there, and it's I suppose a springboard season for him. If Manchester United paid £1 million when he was a teenager, a young teenager, he certainly must have huge potential. Elsewhere, I suppose the likes of Nathan Boyle, Ronan Curtis, Rory Patterson. I mean, Patterson remains a key person.
Yeah, Rory doesn't have a bad season last year, but they had very bad luck with his injury. He's playing with a broken foot for a couple of weeks before he discovered it, and then towards the end of the season he got back amongst the goals again, but I think he only got 4 goals last season, so he'll be looking to get regular football and regular goals again. He's a lot more support than he maybe had last year. Nathan Boyle is always one who can score goals for Derry, whether he gets a chance. I think towards the end of last season he was a bit frustrated, but there's that many options now. It depends. It's a good problem for Kennedy to have, because he has players in a number of positions, backup players, you know, competition for places, which maybe he didn't have before. Ronan Curtis seems to be getting better away every season. And of course, Aaron McInniff, who you got 10 goals last season. So there are goals in this team.
Yeah. Now, just before I let you go, Gary, the newly developed Brandywell, there's a new stand. I think it's going to hold about 990 people, is it? And the pitch, so it's an artificial surface. Important then that Derry get a little bit of game time before they go into action on it.
Yeah, that's the question mark. So apparently, once the pitch has been laid, you need a couple of practice games for the pitch to be on properly, but it's difficult for that to happen. They were supposed to play Fannhurst there last night, but you can see this weather today and snow earlier in the week. It's just, you just don't know what's happening with the weather. So Derry haven't been able to play on it. They will be training on it in due course, but you know, three away games, there's talk Dundalk might be the first home game. It could even be Limerick beyond that, but I know the council are doing everything they can, but it'll take a few weeks, and you know, getting used to that. I know that they've trained on an artificial surface, and but getting a proper game on it, proper competitive match, it's be interesting to see how they do.
Yeah, and it may well be a little bit of a fear that you know, the fortress Brandywell may not be quite the case initially, because Derry won't have that advantage that they will have maybe in seasons to come, because they're not overly used to it themselves.
Yeah, well, I suppose every other team will be used to it either. That's one thing, maybe a person Dundalk who you always play on an artificial surface. So other teams will have the same problem as Derry, which should hopefully make a level playing field. But Derry will, once they get used to it, you can imagine they would start to take an advantage over, I mean, you know, allegedly it works for Dundalk. I know people were complaining about that, but, you know, yet they beat the team in front of you, whether it's in grass or 3G. So I think that's a minor problem, to be honest.
And then prediction time, Gary Ferry, sports editor of the Derry News. Most people are going to go for Dundalk or Cork to be the top two. First of all, who's going to win the league, and how high can Derry set their heights this season?
Well, you know, Cork have really strengthened, from like Brian McNamee especially. I'm a big fan of Brian, but he can never rule Stephen Kenny out, and I think he'll be so determined to get the title back with Dundalk, so I'm going to go with Dundalk for the title. If Derry had kept their squad from last season, I would have said third place, easy, maybe more, because, you know, other circumstances last season, and they did well to finish fourth. But I just have no idea where Derry City. You just don't know what you're going to get. There's just so many new factors, like 10 new players, and it's just, you just don't know. Kenny has done well, Derry. I think if Derry could qualify for Europe again, that would be an excellent season for him, and hopefully get the cup final, even the league cup final. It's been 5 years now since Derry won a trophy, so hopefully some silverware of some sort.